101.5. It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
When you go out with someone, you think the chemistry is there. You're like, oh, this is good. I'm getting to know them. And then suddenly it's like they don't exist. And you're like, wait, I know I went on a date or two. What happened to this person? That's called being blown off.
And then you come to us to figure it out. And Kellen, that's what you're trying to do with Brittany. But how did you two first meet?
We met through a friend of a friend.
Okay.
I was excited to meet somebody. I knew she would be quality.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, Holly, what's different is I actually know that I blew the date.
Oh.
Okay. Because see, you know, most people are like, I don't know what happened.
I was perfect during the whole day.
You actually do know your own shortcomings or whatever happened. So what did happen?
Yeah. I got hung up in traffic on the bridge and ended up being 10 minutes late to pick her up.
Okay.
So I got cut off by this guy and turned in front of him, and he just proceeded to drive like an absolute And you know how Dale Mabry can be. I got stuck on there.
Oh, gosh. So you
for
just
so long.
All of these issues with the traffic. And so then you show up, and what happened with that?
Well, you know, even that, it's like this guy was antagonizing me.
Oh.
So I was getting really furious on the way, and when I'm furious and stressed, I sweat a lot.
Oh.
So by the time I got there, I was like a big, sweaty, angry mess.
You were the Hulk.
Yeah,
you turned into the Hulk when you showed up at Brittany's house.
But
so,
a sweaty Hulk.
Yeah.
Dear.
Yeah.
So did she make comments about your sweat?
And like, what was the, did the date go okay? I mean, what happened?
Well, she didn't have to. I was ranting about what had happened, about that guy cutting me off.
Yeah.
And then I got frustrated over again, and I wasn't yelling at her, but I just kind of lost it. So, you know, by the time we got to coffee, it wasn't very good.
It was done.
Now,
by that point.
By that time, it would have probably behooved you to be like, you know what, let's do this again sometime.
Yes.
but at that point, you don't want to. Oh, that's
so
a mess.
Basically, we need to do an apology tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should probably even apologize to the barista at the coffee shop.
Oh. Okay.
Poor
okay.
Katie.
Maybe we can salvage this.
Yeah, let's try to get Brittany on the phone. Are you ready?
Yeah, I would. I mean,
awesome.
The things were great, and she was like, it's not my best.
All right. Well, we will get her on the phone. We'll
Hold
do the
on,
talking
Kelly.
And figure out what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes, this is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and right now you are on the radio in Tampa Bay. Is it okay if we can talk with you on the air?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, listen, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but someone's trying to get a hold of you and they can't. His name is Kellen, and so he can't get a hold of you, but we were able to, and we're wondering if you're trying to blow him off, ghost him? I mean, what's going on, Brittany?
He was totally ranting through, I mean, more than half the date about how some guy had cut him off and just, look, I know traffic's bad, but, like, this went on and on, and not just that, but the guy was, like, soaked in sweat. Like, it was, like, the middle of July, and he had been working outside. I mean, it was gross. His underarms, like, around his man boobs.
Oh,
wow.
No.
All right, hold on, Brittany, before we go any further with this, we got to let you know that Kellen is on the phone right now.
Sorry, Brittany.
I'm so sorry. I know, you know, I was just thrown off by the whole thing.
I mean,
I knew I was sweating. I didn't know I had man boobs, but I knew I was sweating.
You know, we all have them. It's fine. Oh, Brittany?
Honestly, like, being late, I can work with, but, I mean, you just went on. And then you were kind of curt with the barista, and it just makes me feel like you have some anger issues or something. Like, you were literally a hot mess.
That's not me. Like, I'm not curt with people. I really don't have anger issues. It was just...
Right.
Oh,
okay,
so
hold on. Let's try to work through this. Okay, Brittany. He's apologized. We've all been there before.
I believe he sounds pretty remorseful.
Because Lord knows I've lost my ish on the Howard Franklin a couple of times as well. So
yes.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
Is it possible for us to just start back from zero?
Yeah.
We'll send you two on a date. We'll pay for it. We'll even send you two Ubers so nobody has to drive and get angry.
Oh.
Can we put you all in another date, in an Uber?
You know, like, the fact that you, like, had the radio station just call me right now, like, it shows you're definitely trying to make effort. And to be honest, you guys, I I called our mutual friend who had set us up, and I told her about what happened with Kellen, and she was like, that's totally not him at all. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, maybe if we take Ubers and avoid any road rage, that, all right, I'll talk to you again.
Good. Well, look at this, Kellen, that extra deodorant. Let's go. Let's
get
do this.
Get the Uber ready, Holly. Oh,
yes.
That's great.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off.
Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only.
Only on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music. Ooh.